America. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose inventory is never a stockout. Give us a call. It's the least you could do. 888-RADIO-30. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and your collectibles. You know, we condition your listening, and we love to do that. When you call us with an item number at 888-RADIO-30, once again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630. But we'll talk about anything
we
to do with eBay.
We have 13 dish towels left.
13.
Mm-hmm.
So we were going to talk about...
Something that eBay sellers are doing that they should not be.
You should not do. So some sellers think, you know how I'll sell things is I'll just keep renew it. I'll keep relisting it as a new item over and over every week, in some cases every day. This is probably the worst thing you can do. You'll notice.
Why are they doing that? What do they think is going to happen?
They think they're getting exposure. But you have to think of it from a buyer perspective. So it is possible that you might capture a new buyer who's never seen the item before, and they may look at it or maybe look at your other listings. But the majority of buyers on eBay in any specific category are regular shoppers in that category, and a lot of them, in fact, have saved searches where they get an email that alerts them every time there's a new item in the category. If the buyer didn't want it the first time, they passed it by because for whatever reason, maybe it's just not something that they're interested in. Putting it in front of that buyer's face over and over is not going to get you a sale. So this is another one of those eBay urban myths that says if you keep putting your listing fresh every new, you relist it every, you know, regularly, like some people, literally every day, that's gonna give you some advantage in exposure. Not really. The buyers will discount it. If you're doing that you're much better off with putting up fresh merchandise that no one's seen. And as a really sort of regular and passionate buyer on eBay of all types of things, I can tell you that's exactly what I do. And our research has shown that's the same thing that happens with buyers. If they see the same item turning up on a regular basis, an item that may be a good item, they're just not interested in it. It does not help your business. Does not help get the item sold. That's
so
why that item is
dead. Instead, what should they do?
If you really want to move it, consider lowering the price. Maybe changing out the title and the picture, presenting it in a different way. So those things can be effective.
Promotions, things like that.
Maybe a promotion. But just relisting it over and over and over, thinking
not
that
good.
It's going to show up on New Today at the top, that doesn't work.
Hubcap Joe's so funny.
What's he saying?
He talked about, hello, everybody out there in eBay Radio Land. Hope all of you are doing well. Last night, eBay rolled out the new store format. Did you know this, Chris?
No.
And he said, and I must say, it looks very sleek, professional, and cool.
Really?
For the first few moments last night, my store was appearing in French. However, luckily, that glitch has, in fact, gone away. I am noticing that our promotions banners have moved to the bottom of the listing pages again with no link at the top of the listing.
Oh, yes. It's cleaner.
It used to say something like, save up to 15% off, see eligible items at the top of the page. That has disappeared. Hopefully, we can get that back. Happy face.
Well, you mean on the store page?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're always testing placement for those promotional banners.
So... hopefully.
Yeah, I don't think I have a promotion running right now, so I can't use my store to,
Bev said hello. Bev from Chicago. I'm reading
hello.
The chat board. She says, very warm in Chicago.
That's good,
good.
I think.
So, one of the people on our chat board in reply to Hubcap Joe's post is M.M. Most. Most. Mine's in German right now, she says. So,
auf Wiedersehen.
So there are some glitches.
Ausgezeichnet.
But, you know.
Fabelhaft.
Sorry about that, but.
It's in German?
I'm sure it'll be okay. Orlerman's on with us. Hey, Ron, how you doing? Birmingham, Alabama.
Hey, Lee. Hello, Griff. How is everyone today?
We're doing good, thank you.
Okay. My question, Griff, is about new listings, a topic you've been discussing the last couple of minutes.
Yeah.
I've heard several, I guess we'll call them urban myths, on eBay urban myths.
Yeah.
You should list one a day. You should list five a day. You should list, if you've got 10 or 15, do 10 or 15 in one day and then skip a few days. What is your opinion about how that should be approached as far as listing the number of new listings on what kind of a schedule?
So the more you can list, the better. If you can list every day, that's great. If you can list every week, that's okay. The idea is to establish a regular cadence that works for your business and to not let a large amount of time go by where you're not listing merchandise. That's really important. But there is no, there's no one formula that's going to work. As long as you're listing regularly, that helps keep the items in front of buyers fresh. These are new things. And you can keep, generate more interest in sales that way. I know from my own experience over the last 5 years, if I stop listing, my sales decrease and eventually hit zero, and I might make one a month. So I listed like crazy in December and January, and I sold a lot of old and new inventory, and then I stopped listing, and my sales are virtually nothing. And this has happened over the last two, especially over the last 2 years where I've had to focus my attention somewhere else. This has happened on a regular basis. So I know it from my own personal experience. I'd love for us to be able to collect some data internally to see if we can support that supposition or hypothesis with real data, and we're going to try to do that. But in the meantime, since it works for me, and I know it works for a lot of other sellers, I am going to tell you to keep it fresh and keep putting merchandise up, and not to let long periods of time go by where you're not listing anything. Because you will, if you go back, if you start keeping a record as a seller, on day one, how many items did I list? And then put your sales underneath and do it as a graph, day to day or week to week, and watch what happens. I can almost guarantee you, all other things being equal, that you will notice rises and dips of all your inventory selling or not selling, based on your how often you do or don't list items.
You know, okay. It's sort of like, Ron, it's sort of like somebody has a brick-and-mortar store and they decide to close it down and go to the beach two or three times a week. Somebody comes, there's nothing there. You have to keep it going all the time. But you know what, Griff and Ron? Global Mart Plus has something to say about this. And I'm going to read it from the chat board.
Okay.
In my opinion, Cassini was roughly designed after Google's algorithm. Google's algorithm is based on activity, among hundreds of other things, but activity being a huge part of it.
Yeah.
When doing any Google search, they will never bring to the top of the search sites with little or no activity.
And that's not true.
It is not true?
Not true on eBay.
Said if your site, in this case your eBay store items are stale and over time lose click activity, they will also lose algorithm relevance, putting them lower and lower in search.
Yeah, it's a minor factor in best match. It's a minor factor in best match. It is not anywhere near like Google. So it's not that your items don't show up in search. They do. But what's more important, and I'm going to stress this over and over, stop looking for rumors as a reason for your low sales. Do you run your business on rumors? That would be deadly. You want to run your business on data and facts. And it's not that hard to do. And you can create your own data record over time. By taking time every day or every week, and one might, you know, my suggestion I just made for Ron or for any seller, start recording on a timeline how how many items you list on a given day on the calendar, and then how many items sell on a given day on the calendar, and track those as a graph even, so you can see a visual representation. And I'm gonna go out on a limb and actually say, I guarantee you that you can see correlating rises and dips in your sales based on your recent listing or lack of listing activity. So this nonsense of blaming the search engine based on rumors is a deadly way to strategize a business. And you know, the best practices that eBay recommends in our help pages for optimizing exposure in our search engine are the best practices. They have not changed. And keeping it fresh is just a retail standard. As I started out when I was talking about this, you got to keep your inventory fresh. If it gets stale, it doesn't matter that the items may be perfectly good, but you will find that sales will slow down.
Okay.
If you don't keep it fresh.
A quick question about stale inventory.
Right.
Okay. Now, is there some way that we should take stale inventory that we still think is a viable item and refresh it? Should we regularly on a scheduled basis pull down a few, take new pictures, redo it completely, and then post that stale item out there? It's like dusting off the dust in a window on your display.
Yeah, I don't know if it'll work. It's worth a try, and it's something that retail does as well. But it's probably not as effective as new listings. And there comes a point where it's, you know, we talk about this in the past, you should probably just give up that, liquidate that merchandise and buy up something new. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'll be right back with more of Ask Griffin Lee after this.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Hi, I'm the office orange tree at 6-Bit Software. I grow oranges all year long for 6-Bit founder John Slocum and his team to snack on. Now, you wouldn't think I could do that here in Pennsylvania, but that's how 6-Bit rolls. It's a labor of love. They've helped me grow from the ground up, and they take really good care of me all year round. They'll do the same for your e-commerce business. I've learned some juicy stuff just standing around watching John and his team. They spend a lot of time listening to what sellers want and need. Then they build those features into 6-Bit. You can list, ship, and manage your inventory right from your desktop, everywhere you sell. It's customizable, too. And if the guys at 6-Bit can make me produce oranges in Pennsylvania, imagine what they can do for your business on eBay. Now, aren't you glad I told you about 6-Bit? Try it free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 441.
It's time to spring clean your business. Diva Dawn Ralston is known on eBay as top-rated seller Diva Dawn LV. She has these two quick tips.
Clean off your desk. I'm sure if your desk looks like mine, and I will be very honest, mine is a mess right now. I have inventory on my desk. I have piles of papers that need to be filed. I have things that don't belong even in this room. So start there. Number two is organize your office supplies. How many staplers do you really need? Do you still use those push pins that you bought? Have you moved on to doing different kinds of work? And get them out of your way and keep what you use every day right in front of you.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where promotions are managed and tracking is always current. Now, here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment's brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping and more time selling. So, call us now with your eBay question or comment at 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630.
So Global Mart Plus has an answer. He says, that's not what I'm saying, Griff. I'm explaining how listing new products as often as possible help in search algorithms.
Well, yeah, for listing activity.
He says, I'm not blaming the Cassini on anything. I love the way it's set up.
Right, but I don't want anyone to be spreading rumors about our search engine. And there's so much of it that's out there that's just false information. So activity being defined as, you know, an item being viewed a lot of times or purchased does not have as big an impact on our best match as best match ranking as it might on some, like, I don't know how Google's algorithm works. They don't tell anyone. Google's algorithm is a black box. So if you're talking about Google's algorithm with any specificity, you're kind of just, you know, it's an opinion that's not backed up with fact because Google doesn't give that information out. So what I just want to make sure that we're not spreading more, we're not contributing to the rumor mill about how eBay works. It's very simple, the eBay search engine. It's very, very simple. The top factors have been, we are now, and will remain relevance. So what am I searching for? And we're showing you what you're searching for. Product-based shopping experience helps really hone that to a laser focus. Price, service level, the status of the seller themselves. And then there's a lot of minor, very small factors that they only come into play when it's things like it, all other things being equal, someone with better photos might get ranked above the other person. Someone with an item that has sold more, if it's a multi-quantity fixed-price listing, might get higher placement or, you know, ranking just above someone whose item hasn't sold as much. But it is that simple. And I'm always surprised about how many people say, and I'm not accusing Global Mart of this, I'm saying, but there are people who say, well, you know, I'm an expert in Cassini. And if somebody tells you they're an eBay search engine guru, you should be on your guard immediately.
Got it.
That's what I wanted to say. Oh, by the way.
Thank you. CB from Chicago, Illinois is on the line with us, Griff. Hi, CB. What's your question or comment?
I heard, by the way. Was there something more?
There was about to be a knock on the door, but I stalled them.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope they're not cold or have to get to the potty or something. Anyway, I am going to continue the conversation. One of the things I never hear mentioned is triage on items that aren't selling, and everyone's mentioning what could possibly be wrong, but the one thing I never hear is how identical items are selling. I mean, people are looking at their items in a vacuum. You're not in a vacuum on eBay. And I think it's really important that people look at how the other items are selling that are identical. If everybody else is selling great and you're not, then there is something wrong with what you are doing.
Yeah.
If everybody else's items are not selling well, then maybe there's something about that item or about the kind of category or whatever. And you need to look at the actual item within the marketplace first.
Right.
Once you establish that, then you can start looking at, okay, what else am I doing? Now, I do have a question, Griff. When you relist an item, and I say relist, I'm sorry, when you start listing new items because yours are not selling, when somebody buys, are they, any of them repeat customers who have come back, or are they people who are discovering your store?
I have a small percentage of repeat buyers. Most of them are new, they're new buyers that are new to my merchandise. But keep in mind something. I have a limited number of items for sale. maybe 100 to 200 at any given time. And the majority of these are used apparel, men's shirts. So they're kind of, I don't want to say totally, they're not unique, but they're probably not common on the site. And someone, and they're, you know, there's not like a size pick. So you can't come to my listing, find a particular shirt and say, what's your size? You know, it's not, it's a one of a kind item. So that limits my market drastically. It's used apparel that immediately limits my market.
Okay.
And the items are unique in that there's not the chance to buy this item in different sizes or different colors. That again limits the audience. So it doesn't surprise me that I don't sell gangbusters used men's shirts. I like them and they're easy to pack.
That falls within what I believe is going on, because for instance, as a buyer, when I go in and I'm looking for something, if somebody that I've checked out recently lists something new, I'll go in and they'll have, if there's something new, but I'm going for the same old, and looking at things, all of a sudden now I'm finding something that I'm like, that's interesting. I had not noticed that before, I would not have thought to search for that item. In other words, when eBay shows you other items from the seller, when you land on that kind of thing, you don't necessarily, in case of your shirts, if they're unique, someone's not necessarily going to look for one of those shirts if they're not specifically looking for it,
right.
So they don't know what to look for. And that's the cool thing about eBay. It's not just a bunch of shelves with all the same items. You go in and you go, wow, look at that. That's something I hadn't even thought of. Wow, that's really cool.
Right.
So I think that follows with what you're thinking there.
No, I agree. It's helpful for a seller to, you know, promote their own store, encourage their customers to put them on their saved list so that they'll get notice in a newsletter, or they're more likely to come back and visit that seller over and over. CB, thanks for that insight. That was very helpful. Well, this segment was brought to you by Stamps.com, helping you spend less time shipping, more time selling. Hey, pop-in guest, you're going to have to wait till the next segment. So call us already at 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
You've sold it. The buyers paid for it. Now you've got to ship it. Not to worry, because you've got Endesha. Endesha lets you process orders, purchase postage, and print shipping labels super efficiently so you can get back to selling and growing your business. To that end, with Endesha, you can brand labels with your logo or message. To help you meet eBay's on-time shipping requirement, Endesha automatically posts back tracking numbers so you and your buyers can check on packages en route, note acceptance scans, and watch for timely delivery. Endesha grows with your business, too, from Endesha Premium and Endesha for Mac to Endesha Professional. They all have access to discounts on postage from major carriers, saving you money as well as time. Try Endesha for free with a 30-day trial at Endesha.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.